WHYY 90.9 FM. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. You know, you can watch all the Netflix and TV and streaming movies and shows that you want, but there's a completely different feeling when you actually see a work of art, a performance live in the theater. Philadelphia Women's Theater Festival taking place in Old City August 4th through August 7th. And I was so excited that I simply had to get more information. So joining me right now is Polly Edelstein. She is the artistic director of Philadelphia Women's Theater Festival. So tell me a little bit about the festival. How did it even start?
We've been around since 2015, and it started out of a few different avenues. One is that my co-founder, Christine Petrini, and I went to graduate school together at Villanova, where we studied theater, and we had a dramaturgy class where our teacher encouraged us to write a manifesto about what sucked about theater, why, and what we were going to do to change it. And for me, the thing that was at the forefront of my mind was parity in theater, how there were so many less opportunities for women, especially women in leadership as playwrights or directors, artistic directors. And then after graduating, Christine and I got together. And so the festival was born from that energy and momentum and excitement to make opportunities for women in theater.
So now, what are the barriers that women still face in theater?
I think that it's twofold. So some of it is us. Some of it is feeling not as good, maybe, as someone else. I will say a big chunk of it, though, is that many people in leadership and many of the traditional gatekeepers, if you will, of the arts, be it artistic directors, funders and foundations, people in power generally, have not gravitated towards working with women. They've worked with people that look like them, that sound like them. And so that's left women and people of color and people all across the gender spectrum, non-binary and trans folk, at a disadvantage. And we really wanted to be as much of an open tent as possible and felt like the festival model was a great way to be inclusive and to make as many opportunities for folks who didn't normally get opportunities. The greatest thing about theater is that theater exists in many ways, to tell stories, but also to push boundaries.
I grew up in a country where theater wasn't necessarily something that was accessible. In fact, a lot of people would, you know, rather go to the movie theater than go watch a live production. Why is theater important? Why should people go and attend performances, whether you've been to one already or you've never been?
That's a great question. I think for me, it's a way to connect that we don't have in our day-to-day lives. And it's also a way to feel in a different and sometimes uncomfortable, but uncomfortable in a good way. And I think that people, let's say, are craving authenticity. And I think that the theater really provides that emotion, that feeling, that authenticity that is so needed given the amount of noise, for lack of a better word, that exists, that authenticity is vital to being a human being.
What can people expect when they go to the festival?
So all of our festivals are centered around a theme. This year, we're exploring mental health awareness through theater. There's new readings of three full-length plays, and then we're also doing four short plays. And the plays, even though the topic is mental health, there's definitely some levity and some happy moments throughout these plays. They are also deep and will leave people thinking and feeling as they leave the theater. And I'm excited to have these stories all by local playwrights told to the masses, if you will. We also, with the festival, we try to be as community oriented as we can. And this year, the way we're doing that is through a wellness fair. We're having on Saturday from 11 to 4, a totally free wellness fair where people can come. You could take a yoga or a meditation class. And then we're also just going to have like a fun day and do a raffle and really celebrate together the feeling that we can be back in person doing theater as long as we're careful.
All right. And now if people wanted to get more information about the Philadelphia Women's Theater Festival, where should they go?
Visit us online at Philly Women's Theater Fest. hamiltonfamilyarts.org. You can also just show up August 4th through 7th at the Hamilton Family Arts Center.
That is perfect. Polly Edelstein, Artistic Director of Philadelphia's Women Theater Festival. Polly, I wish you the best of luck with the festival and, of course, in all of your future endeavors. Thank you so much for taking the time and speaking to me today.
Thank you.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY. But it won't mean nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.